a very happy time for me because I get to introduce these amazing musicians that are put together over the years. Well, let's start with this incredible saxophonist. Yeah. Yeah, man, he is just something else. Nigel Hitchcock. And Nigel's got the latest additions in the band. And just before him, we did two albums now together already, and I can't wait for the next one. And we've done a lot of tours, five or six tours together now. And it's just the greatest having him along in the band. He's a god of the drums from Wales, Ianto Thomas. This man plays 21 instruments, and all well, of course, but you all know him, of course, as a guitar master who's been around this band with me since 94, 95, 96, I don't know, I'm not very good at dates, I'm a guy. But it's always just the greatest to hear him play guitar, producing records, putting hot guitar licks on records, he does it all. Richard Bennett. What's that you got there? Beautiful. Yeah, man, Rich does it all. Another guy who does it all. Being around, well, it's me since 1983, I believe, with the Cal soundtrack we began. We played a little bit from that, actually, earlier on. And he just gets better and better all the time as we go. He's, you know, a marvelous musician, natural musician. Plays a lot of instruments himself. Great sound engineer, has now become my co-producer. Another man, you name it, he can do it. Guy Fletcher. And what about possibly, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know a better piano player. I'm sure I haven't heard one. Or a Hammond organist who plays the way he does. He's a master of music, all different kinds of. Been around with me as long as Richard has. And he's a song maestro. Walking musical encyclopedia. Plays it differently all the time. Never the same, it's always delicious music. Jim Cox. Can also play a whole bunch of other instruments. I don't know how many instruments this band plays. Maybe 50 or 60. I don't know. 50 or 61. And next to Jim, a guy that's been around for the same length of time as Richard, and he happened in about 95, 94, whenever it was. I saw this guy playing a little club, and I thought, I've made a big discovery. I've discovered an amazing bass player, playing upright, playing bass guitar. Couldn't believe it. And then I found out that it wasn't a discovery. Because everybody wanted him, and he was probably as much in demand as a musician can be. Why? But because he's a genius of the bass. And he's still here. Song maestro, Glenn Wolfe. We'll be right back. And these two, again, they've been with me now a good few years now. We've done a lot of recording together, a lot of albums, a lot of tours, or I don't know how many years it's been now. I heard this guy playing some music and records, and I said to my wife, I said, I've got to play music with this guy. He's got a beautiful soul for music. And I listened some more and listened some more. And then I realized there was another guy who had a beautiful soul for music also playing with him. I fall in love with this guy too. That was a long time ago. They're still here and they're the best at what they do as well. Yeah. John McCusker, Mike McGoldrick. Thing was leading to the next, a bit of a more than I could chew. I had the power to sign the checks, and it wasn't difficult to do. I couldn't stay and face the music. So many reasons why I won't be sending postcards. From Paraguay, from Paraguay. I robbed a bank full of dinero. Goodbye, compañero. Cheerio. Good one. Face the music. So many reasons why I won't be sending postcards from Paraguay, from Paraguay. So many reasons why I won't listen and pull.